This is Mark Steiner. Today is June the 30th. Welcome to this day in history.
Sometimes I feel like a motherless child, a long way from home.
Sometimes I feel like a motherless child, performed by singer, actress, dancer, civil rights activist Lena Horne. Born today in 1917 in Brooklyn, Lena Horne was the first black performer to sign with a major Hollywood studio, and during the Red Scare, she was blacklisted for her political views, but she hit the nightclub circuit. Her 1957 album, Lena Horne at Waldorf Astoria, became the biggest-selling album by a woman ever at that time. She sang for the troops in World War II, and when she saw black soldiers were put in the back of the room while white German prisoners of war were given front-row seats, she walked to the back to sing to the black troops with her back to everyone else. Our hats off to Lena Horne today on her birthday. In 1948, Harry S. Truman signed legislation declaring February 1st National Freedom Day in honor of the signing of the 13th Amendment. But why Truman? Why then? Well, there was a man named Richard Wright. No, not the famous novelist, but retired Major Richard Wright, who was born enslaved in Georgia. After freedom, his mother moved so he could attend the Storr School for Emancipated Children, which later became Atlanta University. When a Union general came to visit, the then young Wright told him, "Tell them we are rising." Richard Wright went on to become the first black person to get a Ph.D. from the University of Pennsylvania, was the first black person to become paymaster of the U.S. Army. He became president of Georgia Industrial College, now Savannah State University, where he took the philosophies of W.E.B. Du Bois and Booker T. Washington to create his own curriculum. He then went on to Wharton Business School and opened the first black bank in Philadelphia that survived the Depression. All that before he pushed for National Freedom Day that became one of the precursors to Negro History Week and Black History Month. We are never safe out there, or should I say, from out there. Asteroids and comets swirl around our planet and could hit us at any moment, as one did in 1908 in Tunguska, Siberia. It hit with a force 1,000 times as great as the Hiroshima atomic bomb. Because of its remoteness and the area, it knocked down 40 million trees in an 830-square-mile area. If it hit Baltimore or D.C., it would have wiped out our cities. Now, back to your coffee. There was a man named Allen Allensworth who was born enslaved and escaped to join the Union Army. He became the first African-American to have the rank of lieutenant colonel and was chaplain of the Buffalo Soldiers. The destruction of Reconstruction led him to California. And on this day in 1908, he founded the only city started by African-Americans in California, Allensworth. Allen Allensworth saw it as the Tuskegee of the West, where black people could live free of racism and by their own means. And the only president of the United States to become a Supreme Court justice after his term in office was William Howard Taft. Today in 1921, President Harding named him Chief Justice. And in 1933, Adolf Hitler, with just 32% of the vote, became leader of Germany. A year later, the Night of the Long Knives came, when Hitler killed off openly gay members of his party and anyone who opposed him. As America wrestles with questions of gender and sexual equality, let's remember that today, in 1982, the Equal Rights Amendment fell three states short of ratification as a constitutional amendment. The amendment stated, simply, "Equality of rights under the law shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or any state on account of sex." It has been reintroduced every year since. And the Supreme Court today in 1986 ruled that states could outlaw same-sex consensual acts between adults. So time marches on. And here's a song for our June the 30th. It's by a jazz pianist who was born today in 1931 in Chicago. He took up the piano at the age 13 at the recommendation of jazz pianist Earl Father Hines. Influenced by greats like Thelonious Monk, Bud Powell, and Art Tatum, this artist went on to become a jazz great in his own right. I'm talking about Andrew Hill, pianist, composer, educator, whose status, despite his great talent, never reached far outside the world of jazz. And here's an excerpt from Andrew Hill's Timelines. To continue your exploration of this day in history, visit our website at steinershow.org for resources. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.